With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Another half dozen Republican states are challenging the Biden administration's new rules that are designed to advance the LGBT agenda. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Six more states have joined a federal lawsuit led by Tennessee and West Virginia seeking to overturn the new policy. The states argue that the Biden administration's newly expanded campus sexual assault rules overstepped the president's authority. Under the new rules, the Title IX law will protect against discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Republican-led states involved in the suit argue that amounts to an illegal rewriting of the landmark legislation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Several thousand people in the nation of Georgia marked Orthodox Easter with a candlelight vigil last night outside Parliament in the capital, Tbilisi.
Daily protests are continuing against a proposed bill that critics say would stifle media freedom and obstruct the former Soviet Republic's bid to join the EU. The law would require media, NGOs, and other nonprofits to register as, quote, pursuing the interests of a foreign power, unquote. The measure requires this if nonprofits receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Berkshire Hathaway says its first quarter profit plummeted on the paper value of its investments. At the same time, the company reported Saturday that most of its businesses, the ones it owns outright, did very well. A few hours before shareholders got the chance to hear from CEO Warren Buffett at the annual meeting in Omaha, Berkshire reported a $12.7 billion profit, or $8.8 per Class A share. Students at a school next to Kenya's largest dump site on a mission to try and purify the air with bamboo. They planted more than 100 seedlings. This is SRN News. With anti-Semitism surging on America's college campuses, Congress is considering a bill that would require universities to be monitored by the federal government. Congressman Richie Torres and Mike Lawler, a Democrat and a Republican, have introduced a measure that would allow Washington to send anti-Semitism monitors to the campuses of colleges and universities. Those officials would chart anti-Semitic acts and oversee the school's response to them. The monitors would be appointed by the Secretary of Education, but their salaries would be paid by the universities. Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is now in effect. It bars abortions from the time an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The new ban has an exception for saving a woman's life, as well as in cases involving rape and incest. Pro-abortion forces are pinning their hopes on an amendment that would enshrine abortion in Florida's Constitution. Voters will take up that matter in November. This is SRN News. New evidence in a two-year-old helicopter crash in North Carolina.
Federal investigators have discovered disconnected and missing hardware aboard the chopper that went down in 2022, killing the pilot and a TV meteorologist. The NTSB's final report says the probable cause was inadequate inspections by the pilot as well as maintenance personnel, resulting in an eventual loosening of the hardware and subsequent loss of helicopter control. The helicopter crashed along a Charlotte area interstate. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 5th. That is the 126th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1961, astronaut Alan Shepard became America's first space traveler. He made a 15-minute suborbital flight aboard Mercury Freedom 7. This is SRN News.